brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 16th day of June 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're working on getting Max Keiser to join us, if not today, tomorrow, from Greece on the front lines of the fight against the globalists. The people there are fighting back and saying they're not going to pay hundreds of billions of dollars to the private Federal Reserve and other private shareholders of the global banking consortium that they do not owe. And, of course, it's come out that their leader, Papandreou, was financed and on the payroll of Goldman Sachs and others. And he's announced that he's ready to resign and is reshuffling the cabinet now under riots going on all over the country against the criminals in government. And so we have that news today, and regardless, we'll be covering it. Political turmoil in Greece amid austerity uproar. Associated Press, Greek Prime Minister to reshuffle cabinet. IMF concerned. Papandreou set to fall within days is one of the other headlines. Greek PM George Papandreou to unveil, again, a new cabinet and is saying he may resign. This morning it was he was going to resign. Now it's he may resign. And so it's not just Muammar Gaddafi that is set to be possibly falling. It's people like Papandreou. Okay, there is a lot of other incredible news. Wiener has announced he's going to be resigning. So we've got that report. That's not very important overall, but it is an interesting little soap opera that we've been watching ongoing. And they tried to sell the idea that, oh, it's okay, all politicians do this, just let him get away with it. So it is a good sign that these people are not able to just get away with anything, which is what they've tried to do. They're trying to break our will and train us that they can get away with basically anything. Also, some good news. This happened a few days ago, and I wasn't aware of it, but I heard it on local radio last night, and it's confirmed that Rick Perry has done the right thing, reportedly, and added to the special session under massive pressure the TSA anti-groping bill that passed unanimously in the House and was killed a month ago in the Senate. So we're going to be breaking that down. Some very positive news. We're told that the known CIA asset who dines secretly at the Pentagon, according to Fox News and Associated Press, has been appointed the new leader of Al-Qaeda. And we're seeing all sorts of new hype about how Al-Qaeda is going to hit us any minute. So we need to give up all of our liberties and our freedoms. In geopolitical news, Russia and China warn West against Arab interference. And on top of that, China military paper urges steps against U.S. cyber war threat. So there's a big cyber warfare race going on, and China will use its crackdown in the name of fighting the United States as a way to restrict its citizens' access to information more, and so will our nation. And that's why these police states love war, or the threat of a new war and new types of war. So that is just some of the news that we're going to be breaking down on that front today. We'll also be tracking stocks as they continue to fall in Europe on news that Papandreou may fall because of Wall Street and the European brokerage firms know that they're not going to be able to get unlimited taxpayer money out of Europe to pay off their bad bets that they've paid our governments off to tie themselves into, then that means the end of the party, the end of the crony capitalist system that is the opposite of free market and actually creates socialism at the grassroots to steal our wealth and transfer it to them through fascism. And speaking of that, coming up later, they want Texas taxpayers and Austinites predominantly to pay for a $250 million Formula One track. Why is that important? Well, the owner of this whole situation, his daughter's worth $4 billion, and she just bought the most expensive house in the United States. And most of it is from people's tax money. So we'll be looking at crony capitalism today. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any 3 of their qualified packs and you'll receive the 4th absolutely free. Let's say you order 3 of their 1-week responder kits. You'll get the 4th week free. That's a $75 savings on a 1-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of 1 greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat 3 hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy 3 and get 1 free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse? And that the Secretary General of the United Nations has always been a socialist from the day that it was founded? Therefore, it can only bring about a one-world communist government. Do you realize that they will be in charge of all weaponry that the United States and every other nation turns over to it? Any nation that rebels, they will just send a nuclear weapon to bring it into subjection. We'd like to help you understand how these world events are going to affect you in the near future by offering you a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It happens every day. The news only gets more intense, more crazy. You're not imagining things. Everything is accelerating. There is a worldwide quickening happening. There are riots all over Greece today. Many of the police are now joining the citizens. And guess what the tyrant is doing? Papandreou, openly financed by Goldman Sachs, openly working for them, openly put into power. It's all over the Greek news that he did meet 3 years ago and 2 years ago, planning the implosion of the Greek economy to transfer all wealth to the offshore banks. And that's why they're rioting and burning things, and the government is set to collapse, and Papandreou is now announcing that he's appointing a new cabinet in a transition to resign. Wienergate is coming to a close now, except there may be charges for lying to the FBI and others when he filed that fake report of hacking by Breitbart. I keep saying Breitbart. I know it's Breitbart. I have a tendency as one of my foibles to screw names up. It's like I was calling it St. Mort's instead of St. Moritz at Bilderberg. But he still could get in trouble for lying and saying he was hacked. And then civilly, he should get in trouble for saying that Breitbart did it. Just shows you how snaky and desperate and underhanded these people are. But all of that pales in significance, and we're going to cover it all, to the ATF caught lying under oath and saying they never knew of a plan to ship guns into Mexico so they could then demonize the Second Amendment and claim the crime wave the total collapse, the failed state that is Mexico, was caused by our Second Amendment. And it turns out the ATF had cameras in the shops, ordered the shops to do it, and was running the whole thing, and knew full well the guns were being used to kill people and to shoot at U.S. law enforcement. And Congressman Issa has said, okay, caught you under oath. I'm releasing your internal emails of the people that testified in their own admissions that they did all of this. So huge, huge, huge issue on that front. And what's happening is the politicians are learning they're not above the law. You can go to prison for lying to an FBI agent in a criminal investigation. Well, then why can Bill Clinton lie? Why can George W. Bush lie? Why can the ATF lie? You're not above the law. You're not above the law. And the Attorney General, all of these people that ran this false flag terror attack against the Second Amendment, that's what it is, a staged frame-up of the Second Amendment, need to be indicted. Now, don't expect the FBI and the Justice Department under Homeland Security to indict their own people. Don't expect the Attorney General to be indicted. That's why Congress needs to move forward with immediate impeachment against Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Sotero. It needs to happen now. We're going to be going over that. Now, the really big news is from multiple sources at Fort Hood, on and off air, letters I've received from Fort Hood from separate individuals saying the exact same thing, and phone calls on air confirming the same issue. And since then, we've gotten even more confirmation. Now, this is not a 100% deal, because they'll tell the troops, keep us on the down low, but you're going to be going in to this country or that at set date. That means they've been told it's got a green light, but it hasn't been initiated yet, and change and plans may change. But they've not even been told that. And a lot of these same sources right down the line have told us exactly what country is going to be toppled next, where troops are going to invade next, where drone attacks are going to be deployed next. And so we're getting this from multiple sides. And I'm going to open the phones up throughout this hour while I cover other news, specifically for contractors, U.S. military personnel, husbands, wives, spouses of U.S. military personnel to either confirm or deny, to either add confirmation to this or to subtract from it. But right now, it's a 98% confirmation. It's really about 100 in my estimate, but we always like to second guess ourselves a bit because it's not a totally 100% nailed down. But here is the big news. And it's just a quick blurb up at Infowars.com with an accompanying special report video that we need to get out to everyone. U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. U.S. Special Forces to intensify their moves into the region coming up by early next month, so less than 15 days from now, in early July, and then in late September, early October, they are set to send in the 3rd Corps, which is in overall command specifically of the 1st Cavalry Division. And parts of that are broken up around the world, but I did some checking last night and today and did confirm large contingents of 3rd Corps, obviously based at Fort Hood, with a contingent also at Fort Bliss. With 1st Cavalry, large contingents of that there, and they are being prepared to invade Libya with ground war. And they have been told that it will be between 12 and 20,000 frontline armor troops, and then just as many support troops that will come in after the initial landings. And they're looking at aircraft landings in the east, backed up with the Al-Qaeda forces in Benghazi and globalist slash Al-Qaeda held areas that our troops are going to be working with, and also amphibious ships, Marine Corps ships, British and U.S. off the shore. We have not gotten any bona fide confirmed intel blurps from Marines. We've gotten a little bit, but nothing triple confirmed. And we're out to quadruple confirmed right now, but that isn't 100% yet. But we know the Marines are off the coast. We know they say this isn't a war. Obama put out a statement saying it's not a war, so he doesn't need congressional approval. Congress is suing him over this. First time a president has gone into a major three-month military operation that's expanding and said it isn't a military operation. And on top of it, called it a kinetic action and then lied about the plan for ground troops when NATO, a month and a half ago, openly wrote up the battle plans and are prepared to vote for the full ground invasion. We know U.S. troops are on the ground, at least advising. And we've got reports from inside the mortuary division of two dead U.S. Army soldiers and three dead contractor civilians. We're trying to double confirm that, but that's what the type of casualties you'd expect to see associated with advisors. We know there's U.S. advisors. That was admitted before the three-month-old conflict started. We know there's British advisors and SAS that have been videotaped of controlling anti-tank artillery from hilltops and directing it, but also pulling the trigger, kicking the switch on them. We've also got U.S. and British special forces. Also, reportedly, there's some other NATO forces inside. The Germans have pulled out, as you know, 2 months ago, but there are reportedly French special forces and others also lasing targets on the ground. For those that don't know what that means, they're there with lasers or with GPS grid markers marking the Hellfire missiles dropped from the drones, the 2,000-pound bombs dropped from the F-15s and F-18s and F-16s, and also GPS marking grids of where hidden equipment is. And, of course, all of that was denied for months, but is now admitted. We had the intel sources confirming it before the war even officially started, told you it was coming, confirmed the troops were there, but now there's going to be a major kickoff in July for the month of July into August, 2 months of special forces getting intel on Gaddafi's force structure ahead of the major ground invasion. And as I said, 12 to 20,000 actual troops deployed in armored columns, Abrams, Bradleys, the Marines go in, warrior vehicles, and as many backup troops behind them. This is just unbelievable. So we're looking at 20 to 30,000 troop deployment from our sources on that front. This is very, very big news. And I want to give you the toll-free number to call us if you're in the military or have family in the military, if you can confirm or deny the intel picture that we are rapidly putting together. Only a few pieces left in the overall spectrum analysis that we're doing. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Of course, in the larger analysis, there is a plan to basically send U.S. and NATO troops into all of North Africa and the Middle East. There is a plan to go into Syria and then plans to go into Iran. And I can't see any way that the establishment is going to attempt to launch this without staged terror attacks. And right on time, we're seeing huge hype that Al-Qaeda is going to attack shopping malls, grocery stores, Walmarts, train stations, highways, police stations, soft targets in asymmetrical warfare. We're seeing unbelievable hype at the same time that Gaddafi is going to desperately pull out his secret WMDs and use them on Europe. And he might actually do that if he gets cornered. They may not have to stage something. But it's the same thing going in and having this needless war. Then he's going to respond. They're going to use that to take more of our liberties and use that as a political smokescreen from the full-on real revolution happening in Europe. Europe has a revolution against the private banking cartel, a global revolt against the crony capitalists, the non-free market actors in this planetary geopolitical system. And so they, every time globalists get in trouble, every time this ruling oligarchy gets in trouble, they launch wars knowing that you will primitively basically rally around the flag of your nation, give up rights, give up liberties, accept rationing, accept depression, accept this metamorphosis towards open world government and world carbon taxes and forced austerity. That means being poor as a political weapon against the middle class, always the enemy of entrenched plutocrats. And so we see all the pre-hype now beginning for the staged terror attacks and perhaps even real military responses that are asymmetrical guerrilla attacks they'll call terrorist. And you can see the New World Order moving into high gear. It looks like about an 85% chance they're going to pull the trigger on all of this. Stand by. We'll be right back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is from Soldier Station at Fort Hood, Texas. The information is that special forces are going into Libya in July. They're already there, ladies and gentlemen. Just more from Hood. 1st Cavalry Division, Heavy Armor, and 3rd Corps are deploying to Libya in late October and early November. That means ground war involvement in the plan. Well, yeah, that's always been the plan. Please do whatever you can.
The following information is extremely grave. The United States is in the midst of one of the greatest constitutional crises in our history. For more than 3 months, United States forces on the ground and in the air have been attacking the sovereign military forces of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. We've been told that this is not a war, but a kinetic action. We've been told that tens of thousands of dead on both sides is a humanitarian operation. And we were told by Obama that the action would last days, not weeks. Infowars.com can now conclusively report that the date of a full ground invasion of Libya by U.S. military forces under NATO and U.N. command is set for October and November of 2011, just 3 months away. Larger contingents of U.S. special forces are already preparing to move into the nation in mid-July. Infowars.com can now report information that we've been gathering over the last month from multiple sources known to us inside Fort Hood, Texas.
Yes, I did, Alex. I'm actually a former special operations and paramilitary contractor. And everything you said has been 100% accurate as far as the troops in Libya and special ops down there in Libya and Pakistan and stuff like that. Everything you've said so far has been 100% accurate.
The 1st Cavalry Division, heavy armor, and three corps are deploying to Libya. The troops we've talked to on and off air are all extremely concerned. They know that Congress wasn't even consulted, and Obama, quote, used the UN's authority as the power to launch this new war. You heard it here first, America, and the rest of the world listening. A huge expansion of the war in Libya, with at least 12,000 frontline troops set to smash into Muammar Gaddafi's forces, coming up in October and November.
I'm with the Mortuary Affairs section, but, you know, I'm tracking our dead fellow soldiers coming in from, you know, which country that they get killed. So I'm already tracking guys from coming from Libya that are, you know, already getting killed.
If we allow the escalation of this illegal war, what comes next? Well, we already know. Drone attacks in Yemen and ground invasion of Syria. Many of the troops we've talked to have been told that this will be the beginning of World War III and a complete occupation of North Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia. Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines and cutting-edge information. All right, that is the special report that we cut last night and just premiered here. U.S. invasion of Libya set for October. Now, if you look at the public statements by NATO and Obama, now they're saying through next year, and that, yes, ground troops may be needed to assist the forces. They're calling them humanitarian. There's nothing humanitarian about the 2,000-pound bombs and the cruise missiles and the Hellfire missiles dropped from the Reapers and the Predators. There's nothing humanitarian about working with Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. There's nothing humanitarian. This is about grabbing the biggest water supply in North Africa, the trillions in oil, and about stealing the $7-plus billion that Gaddafi invested with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. And that's the bottom line of what's going on and happening here. Now, here's the larger issue that needs to be discussed. Gaddafi allows, quote, his citizens, because they're freer than some North African states, it's certainly a dictatorship overall, to have firearms. And first he handed out 1 million more when the bombardment happened. And since then they reported several million more, fully automatic weapons, grenade launchers handed out. Let's say 10% of the Libyans fight in guerrilla, low-intensity conflict. It will be really bad for the troops, and undoubtedly thousands will die. There will also be a resistance because Gaddafi's people are based on a tribal system, and the tribal groups they're fighting in the east that are Western-backed have also said they're going to be torturing and murdering and killing large portions of the population. That's already been happening with both sides to some extent in tribal warfare. So there will be a resistance, and U.S. troops will undoubtedly die in large numbers. But it's okay.
They don't care about the troops, and after all, it's not a war. Because Obama said so, we'd be there days, not weeks, 3.5 months later.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we have not confirmed this, but generally, when we get scores of phone calls, something's going on, and the network's phone lines are full of people to the point we can hardly even get to other folks' calls saying, why aren't you covering a nuclear meltdown in Nebraska? And I just heard about this about 2 minutes ago, and so I searched nuclear meltdown Nebraska, and I got News 6, Fort Calhoun flood defenses. And it says the Fort Calhoun nuclear facility is an island right now, but as one of the authorities say, is going to stay dry. They say they have a number of redundant features to protect the facility from floodwaters that include the aqua dam, earthen berms, and sandbags. So I think this is just a bunch of hype and that there's a flood going on and people are saying this. But listeners are saying, why aren't you covering it? And I type it in and all I find out is stuff about Fukushima. So I mean, it's kind of like on Y2K. It was on ABC News that a missile had been fired from Russia on ABC News. And then everybody called and said, why aren't you covering it? And I said, okay, they're reporting ABC News missile fired. It's like, you made up a missile was fired. And I'm like, no, it was on ABC News. And then they said, oh, it was just a drill that the NORAD and the Russians were running as a joint friendship operation. So it was once some weird psyop they did. But I can find nothing here. There's a Business Insider report talking about airspace closed over flooded Nebraska nuclear power plant. So there's that. I really can't news gather myself while I'm live on air, but let me put this URL in because the link's not working for whatever reason here. And I'll try to find out what's going on with that. Airspace over flooded Nebraska nuclear power plant still closed. And this was last night. Business Insider, usually a pretty good source. It says, and a stupid ad just launched on here. Excuse me, folks. A fire in Nebraska's Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant briefly knocked out the cooling process for spent fuel rods. Wow. And that is a link to the report. I guess listeners are right. Is it just me or is all hell breaking loose every day now? They had that Canadian nuclear power plant dump tens of thousands of gallons of highly radioactive water in, and the media said it was no big deal. They said, well, we'll make the lake 20 times or more radioactive than it should be, but Canada's raised what they say the safe levels are, so everything's fine. And yeah, turns out we were right months ago. Three of the six plants at Fukushima did completely melt down and blow up, each one many times worse than Chernobyl because the plants are bigger, and one was a plutonium-based system. And oh, my gosh, those radiation 7,500 times safe levels, but everything's fine. I just got dizzy for a minute. Just all this craziness happening. It just got overwhelming. And I didn't get chills just now. I actually just got dizzy. I gotta get out of here. There must be some kind of way out of here, like Jimi Hendrix says in the Watchtower. All along the Watchtower. A fire in Nebraska's Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant briefly knocked out cooling processes for spent nuclear fuel rods. Matt, will you post a link to this and then also to the ProPublica report? And it goes on, the fire occurred June 7th, so we never heard about this, and knocked out cooling for approximately 90 minutes. After 88 hours, the cooling pool would boil dry and highly radioactive material would be exposed. On June 6th, the Federal Administration of Aviation, FAA, issued a directive banning aircraft from entering the airspace within a two-mile radius of the plant. No pilots may operate the aircraft in the area covered by this NOTAM. They've got a link to the FAA statement. Remember what happened in Simi Valley back in the 50s? They had a sodium nuke plant blow up, and they kept it secret for decades, and it was worse than Hiroshima in the amount of radiation it released. A lot more than that. Chernobyl was 500 times Hiroshima or Nagasaki. Since last week, the plant has been under a notification of unusual event. Notice, you know, you think the alternative media would be able to pick up on this. Turns out this happened over a week and a half ago, and we just now learn about it. I'm going to print all these articles here. You see, I've got all this other big war news I want to get into and all the other news, and this stuff is unfolding, but I'm printing all these articles right now. Here's the FAA press release. Get that printed. Yep, that's what they're saying. It's shut down. Can't fly over it because it's so good for you. Now, I don't know if it's a meltdown, as people are saying, but it sounds pretty darn bad. Yeah, electrical fire knocks out spent fuel cooling at Nebraska plant. Guys, get me Paul Watson right now on air, please. Let's go ahead and dial him and put him up with me right now. I'll have him do this. Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We'll probably need to do a news report basically saying that there have been two nuclear disasters in North America in the last 3 months that no one is even covering. All right, I'll stop news gathering here live on air while we get Watson, and then I'll have to reset and go back into the big story here, ground invasion of Libya That's our intel from Fort Hood and from CENTCOM folks in Georgia and others that is on, with special forces increasing their presence starting in July and then full-on invasion September into October. And so we will continue to break all of that down. Continuing with this information, my friends, we'll go to some of your phone calls here. If you're in the military and want to be able to give us some comments on this, let's go to Colonel Six in Texas, who's called before. Colonel Six, what can you tell us about the 3 Corps and the 1st Cavalry under it, reportedly parts of that set to start moving in September, October?
Well, before I go into that, Alex, let me just say something that I talked with you last year, and I told you in March that McChrystal was on his way out, and in July or June, he was actually fired.
That's right. Nobody was talking about that at the time. You even said that before the Rolling Stone piece came out.
Exactly. I knew about the Rolling Stone piece. And I've been trying to get in touch with you to tell you about this and some other things ever since then. I'd like to direct people to look at Colonel6.com and look at one aspect of things that have been happening is the scandal that has beplagued the Ohio Army National Guard. You can also find that at beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com.
No, I understand. But sir, tell us now, specifically about the issue of ground invasion in September, October.
Since May, Marines and Special Forces have been in Libya, Yemen, Syria, when you call it lasering work, that's what that is you run a late. You've seen guys do, stand on the road doing surveys, how they survey property, and they use lasers with it now. It's the same deal. It's to get distances from one point to another. I don't think it's going to be that long. I think it's going to be, in fact, I am pretty certain, let me just say that it won't be that long. And we're looking at end of September. Your October and November window is good. But I can tell you that this is World War III, and that General Gould was right on yesterday in saying the things that he said, and the guys that called in said, you know, the young man that called from the mortuary service is exactly correct. And I bet you if he calls back in today, he'll tell you that 10 more came through last night.
Yes, sir. I don't want to get into all of my sources, but that's what they're saying, and that basically the 3rd Corps and the 1st Cavalry will only be used if several thousand special forces from the Marines and the Army and the Navy reportedly aren't able to bring him down, that it's basically the decision is he will be removed, whatever is needed will be used, and the only way there won't be a full-on ground invasion with, you know, heavy armor directly going into Tripoli is if Gaddafi gives up or is killed. That's why they're trying to assassinate him. But what I want to expand on here with you is if he's handed out millions of firearms and grenade launchers and other weapons, and his population, North Africans, statistically are going to fight a lot harder than what we've seen in some of the other areas in that region, that it's going to be very hazardous to the military personnel that go into there, and that Gaddafi undoubtedly has stored a lot of chemical and biologicals, and that those similar things were destroyed in 1991, and the chemical detectors went off, but they just told the troops, false alarm, don't worry, and then just didn't give them treatment. And tens of thousands have died, of course, from exposure since then to it. And so there's a good chance that they're not going to have to stage terror attacks. Gaddafi may attack Europe. We know he's got stay-behind networks in place, and so it'll be real terrorism. And if he isn't able to do it, they'll just stage it for him as a pretext. What's your take on that statement?
Let me tell you this. First of all, individuals need to understand that, and you can, like I said, you can go through Colonel6.com, and I'm not really trying to hype you, but I've been telling the story as it's been going along, okay? And I talk about how many projects China has going on in Libya, okay, from building different sorts of...
Now, that's on record, so...
But I'm showing people that... Let me tell you something. Libya is not Iraq, okay? And Gaddafi has all of Africa behind him. He has Kosovo and the Serbs, the people, the Muslims out of Europe behind him. He's got China behind him. And he also has Iran and the some other of the countries there in that region. And I would bet that now, especially after yesterday, Pakistan and Afghanistan may be behind him. Because, you know, the thing is that you, over the months, Karzai has asked, begged, pleaded, told him, quit bombing our people. You know, he said he wanted NATO out. You know, and the only one that said anything smart was Gates. Gates said, if I were, you know, any future Secretary of State that tells his president to go into North Africa or the Middle East needs to have his head examined, as so put so eloquently by the General.
Well, he also came out last week and said that NATO, that the U.S. may have to leave NATO and that NATO may be basically destroyed in this Libya operation. And I know you've given us really good information in the past, Colonel Six, with your military contacts. And I know, what, a year ago you said you were about to get out, but you still have those contacts. But specifically, you're saying what we're hearing from current military people, that this is meant to become a giant regional conflict that then grows into World War III. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what it is. And you go back and you look and you see where the general over AFRICOM, I forget his name, has said a while back that we may need to send troops into Libya. One thing about it is that Dr. Gates said that they wouldn't go in while he was in office. He's about to leave office. So that is something that can be, I mean, he's a man of his words. But I can't remember that general's name. I'm going to look for it, and I'm going to post it.
Well, Colonel Six, we got to jump to Felix and others that are holding from Texas with this continued confirmation that 1st Cavalry and under the 3rd Corps is going in. But specifically, do you have any information on those specific groups?
3rd Corps is going to be the head group to go in as the Army, but as you know, if you see the history of how we go into it, the Marines will go in first, and they're going to be slaughtered, to tell you the truth, because there's things that Gaddafi has under his hat that people don't know about, and he is a master at warfare, has been for years, and he is a threat that's not to be taken lightly. And I'm going to tell you something. This whole thing is behind Berlusconi and the guy that came before, David Cameron, Blair, and Bush, getting a lot of dirty deals done with Gaddafi, him deciding not to go through with it anymore. And, you know, Italy gets all their fuel from Libya. So for them to be flying sorties along with the British and have the British drag them into a slaughter is absolutely stupid. But you will be start seeing that they won't be able to hide that these people are coming home. And I'm going to tell you something. Somebody from those SEALs that got killed on that raid that didn't go down, somebody's wife, mother, aunt, cousin, brother is going to come forth and break it that they hadn't heard from Mike since, you know, that day. And
you're talking about, oh yeah, what's the scuttlebutt on the, because the stuff we're now getting from multiple sources is they sent the SEALs into a dummy house, blew the helicopter with them up in it, and then it was a special secret team within SEAL Team 6. Is that what you're being told?
Yes, it is. And that they crashed. They didn't blow the helicopter up. They crashed, and they were killed. The people on board the helicopters are killed. It's numerous people, not, you know, the pilot and co-pilot and, you know, numerous of the SEALs that were aboard were killed. So All of this is, like I say, at ColonelSix.com. You can go through it. You know, I'm not trying
to. No, I understand. Listen, you've always given us great info. Thank you for the call. I want to bring Watson up briefly on another issue. We're going to come back with Felix and others. But it's on, folks. Huge ground invasion of Libya. And it is going to be a slaughterhouse on both sides. But, hey, it's not a war. Obama said so, and Wiener didn't send that photo. It's all Breitbart's fault because the government told you so, and they're good people. Watson, sorry to keep on hold while that was going on. We have confirmed, it turns out Jaron tried to tell me about this a week and a half ago, but now the calls are flooding in that it's on local radio and TV. I need you to sniff it out right now that at Fort Calhoun, nuclear generating station, back on June 6th, it's confirmed there was an electrical fire and some explosions, and they were worried about a meltdown. Now, today and last night, they're reporting a flood in the area, and they're battling to keep the facility from being flooded. There's floods in that area, and there's photographs of the facility with water all around it, and it looks like flooding into it from Business Insider. We need to get a report on this out. That it appears the crisis is worsening at the nuclear facility there in Nebraska. Watson, comments on this?
I haven't read it, Alex, but I'll certainly look into it.
Stay there. I want to get your take on this whole World War III situation briefly when we come back. I want to talk to you during the break. I'm going to go to other callers. Max Kaiser from Athens is joining us, Greece, and we've got other key guests coming up today. The whole world is going crazy right now.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Okay, Jaron back on June 7th, the day after this first started, did put it in my stack, and I never saw it or didn't get to it, but he went and pulled it out of the stack in there and gave it to me. I I don't know why our phone system is being flooded. Genesis phone system is being flooded because it appears that it's confirmed there was a fire. They were worried about that if it melted down, there could be explosions back on June 6th and 7th. And there was a fire in the electrical switch room on Tuesday, briefly knocked out cooling for a pool holding spent fuel at the Fort Calhoun nuclear plant outside Omaha, Nebraska. Now I've got Fort Calhoun flood defense with WOWT.com News 6 out of Fort Calhoun saying that the floodwaters are rising, and I've gone through all these articles online. I see photos here in the Business Insider of it surrounded by water, and they're trying to put in more sandbags. So people calling us saying there's been a meltdown. There's no evidence of that and no evidence of explosions, though I found a bunch of websites saying that with a search, but they haven't confirmed it. Again, I would normally think everything's okay, but you have the Simi Valley thing in the 50s where it blew up and they covered it up for decades and was a total meltdown, the sodium reactor. And then you had, 3 months ago or 2.5 months ago, the whole problem and radioactive release up in Canada, and that was not even on the radar screen. And they told us that the situation was wonderful and fine and nothing had melted down in Japan when we saw reactors blowing sky high, and now we know that's indeed what happened. We had nuclear engineers and others here confirming. Then they picked up the different radioactive isotopes, knowing that it meant massive fission explosions had taken place. That's now confirmed. After it's off the radar, the establishment admits it. But we'll continue to look at this. Watson, do you have any comments on this situation?
I saw the fire last week, but it says here that the plant is an island itself, so that's why it's surrounded by water anyway, besides from the flooding.
Well, no, that's the concern, is it is an island, and the water's rising up right to the edges, and there's a danger of flooding. Some say water is getting in, but that's similar to what happened with the tsunami, but this won't be 20 feet of water smashing equipment. So hopefully everything will be all right. But how do we trust the feds to tell us if something has happened, Paul?
Well, I'm sure we can trust them, Alex. It's not like they completely ignored the radiation threat from Fukushima and merely raised the safe level to make people stop worrying about it.
Paul, shifting gears, let's just investigate this. Let's put out a call for investigation. You know, what in the world's going on at the nuclear plant in Nebraska? Fire, flooding. We need to get some state people in there that are more trustworthy on average than the feds. So there, listeners, you flooded us. I've looked into it. We don't know what's happening, so we'll try to figure it out. Briefly, as I go to break and go back with other military callers, what do you make of all these confirmations? And we know the U.S. troops are there, but they're building up the numbers ahead of full invasion with the 3rd Corps and 1st Cavalry.
Well, I mean, they've sent Marines in there before. There was a report that they were sending thousands of Marines in months ago. There were already special forces on the ground in March before they even announced the no-fly zone. And of course, out of Bilderberg last week, Tucker and also Adrian Salgucci were saying that there's going to be a massive war in the Middle East. Salgucci said that Bilderberg's hidden agenda towards Syria would make itself visible. And that, he said that on Monday. And then lo and behold, 3 days later, you've got warships heading towards the Syrian coast as they prepare for this intervention.
Watson, you're going to be on with us tomorrow, and so we look forward to you joining us. Also, Aaron Dykes, to cover the wide spectrum of what's happening, but also break some new Bilderberg news and information here today. By the way, we now have the full Bilderberg agenda from our sources. That article by Kurt Nemo, very lengthy, went up today. One of the top stories linked in red at Infowars.com and also at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson, let's continue to track the buildup towards World War III. I'd say that most of our attention now needs to shift towards that and the staged terror attacks they're going to use to kick it off. Thank you, Paul Watson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.